Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhashachi Bhattacharya. India has hit out at Pakistan for supporting terrorism, saying that Islamabad should be asked to stop terror factories that continue to launch cross-border terrorist attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi said Islamabad has an established history of harboring, aiding and actively supporting terrorists. This was stated by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh in the right of reply against Pakistan during the 148th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva yesterday. He said Pakistan holds the ignoble record of hosting one of the largest numbers of terrorists proscribed by the UN Security Council. He added that Osama bin Laden, the face of global terror, was also found in Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said Article 370 was a temporary measure of the Indian Constitution and extending it harmed the nation. He said this while interacting with the Indian community in Singapore. Dr. Jaishankar said Article 370 prevented very progressive laws from being extended to Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh at that point. The Election Commission is promoting environmentally sustainable elections during the ensuing Lok Sabha and Assembly polls. The Commission has issued directions to election machinery and political parties to minimize the use of paper for voter lists and electoral materials. The poll body has emphasized on the use of e-books and e-documents and asked to ensure double-side printing and layout optimization. In Karnataka, the Lok Sabha elections will be held in two phases on April 26 and May 7 for 28 constituencies. The notification for the second phase election will be on March 28 and for the third phase it will be on April 12. In Madhya Pradesh, a fire broke out in the sanctum of Mahakaleshwar Temple in Ujjain this morning. The incident took place during Bhasma Aarti. 14 people, including the priests, were reported to be injured in the incident. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Indore and Ujjain. Ujjain collector Neeraj Singh has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has given instruction to take action against the culprits. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to MP Chief Minister regarding the Ujjain Mahakal Temple fire incident. He inquired about the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the local administration is providing all assistance and treatment to the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the fire incident in Mahakal Temple, Ujjain is very painful and wished for the speedy recovery of all injured devotees. The festival of colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colors on one another, exchange greetings, savor sweets and seek the blessings of elders. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The joy of Holi is visible across Uttar Pradesh from Braj Mandal to Ayodhya Dham. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath attended the Holika Dahan Shobha Yatra organized by Holika Dahan Utsav Samiti in Gorakhpur last night. In Punjab, the Border Security Force personnel guarding India's border with Pakistan celebrated Holi by applying Lal Gulal on each other at various border posts. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m. will bring an insightful discussion on use of cutting-edge technologies to strengthen startup ecosystem in the country with Raju Goel, Secretary General, Electronic Industries Association of India. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guest about how the technology has helped in developing and strengthening the startup ecosystem in India. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7106 and 011-2331-4444. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. Stay tuned to Akashvani Gold Channel and additional frequencies for this captivating live broadcast. Additionally, you can access the program on our website newsonair.gov.in and on our YouTube channel News on Air Official. India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rain and thunderstorm activity over northeast India, Assam, Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.